Alright, Zelda's good to go. Shouldn't be bothering me this whole time. And I think we're ready. Intelligent creatures of all species, welcome to Plot Armor Plus, Episode 3. Alright, now let me preface that I'm not really into sport animes. There's just a certain part of their plot that I don't like. In most animes I watch, the characters have some sort of ability or item that lets them do these over-the-top actions we're all used to. Since most sports animes are based in reality, being really, really good at something doesn't make you superhuman. That being said, you can find a happy medium between reality and superhuman if you slowly work towards it. Similar to the adage of the boiling frog. If you put that guy in there when the water's cold, and then slowly increase the heat, the frog won't try to escape. In this case, I'm the frog, and the water is the anime I'm referring to.
Are you talking about Blue Lock?
Matt, what the heck? What are you doing here?
I was watching a lot of sad anime deaths. In this instance, Kuwabara's.
Why were you watching Kuwabara die again?
I'm trying to ready myself for the new episodes of JJK on Thursday.
Okay, that's understandable. I get it. Did you get abducted? How did you get here?
I haven't the slightest clue.
You're just here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was an alien abduction. But my eyes were really watery while it was happening.
So you didn't see what happened?
No.
Okay, well, I guess since you're here, do you want to talk about Blue Lock?
Yeah, of course. I would love to. Is that, like, the way that we get out of here?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just figure it out.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
The anime for Blue Lock started in October 9th, 2022, and is still currently running. Crunchyroll actually just approved the second season. But as of right now, it has 24 episodes. Easy binge.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The creator of Blue Lock was Muneyuki Kaneshiro.
You sure you said that right?
No.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bombed that name, but it's okay.
It's okay, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
The animation studio responsible for Blue Lock is 8-Bit. It is known for... Yeah, I don't know why. It's known for shows like Infinite Stratos and That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime.
I have heard such good things about that anime, but I haven't watched it yet.
Me neither. It's like along this new premise of animes that have really long names. Like, the one time I got reincarnated as a refrigerator or something like that.
What the heck?
There's weird animes where they have these really long titles.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of weird concepts going up right now. I think I'm watching three animes that are surprisingly similar, but one's dark, one's funny, and one's an MMORPG.
Okay, and they're all kind of along the same concept?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Blue Lock's manga started in August of 2018, and as of right now, is still ongoing. I have not spoiled it for myself by reading the manga this time.
Well, luckily, like JJK, it's not like all over the internet, so...
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I have spent a good amount of time on TikTok, so a lot of people are releasing spoilers for it. Yeah.
You're someone who puts spoilers. Go... I can't say the things I want to say to you.
Well, just, you know what? Get sent to the Shadow Realm.
The Shadow, there we go. That's a nice substitute. I like it. As of right now, the only place you can really watch Blue Lock is Crunchyroll, because they have an agreement with 8-Bit.
Yeah. Crunchyroll is becoming definitely, I feel like, a conglomerate.
Yeah.
It's buying out a lot of anime studios, so I think they have an agreement with Funimation, too. So a lot of their animes are getting put onto Crunchyroll.
It's a good business idea. If your whole premise is anime, you gotta lock them messes up.
Exactly.
Well, hey, bud, I usually use my anime voice to do the synopsis. Do you want to take this one?
I would love to.
After placing horribly in the 2018 FIFA World Cup, the Japan Football Association hires Igo Jimpachi. He is tasked to lead Japan to football stardom. His master plan is Blue Lock, a training regimen designed to create the world's greatest egoist striker. Those who fail Blue Lock will never again be permitted to represent Japan in any capacity. Yoichi Isagi, an unknown high school football player, unsure of his playing style, is invited to Blue Lock along with 300 other talented players.
Oh man, that was harder than I thought it would be.
It was pretty good though for your first time.
I appreciate it. I practice in the mirror quite often.
It shows. Alright, next we're talking about the main power source of the show. So since this is a sports anime, there's no off-the-top stuff like ki or chakra or anything.
Yeah, but they do it amazingly, showing off their abilities.
So they consider, they call them in the show, they call them weapons. Everyone has their specific weapon or skill that they're really good at. And then the driving force behind all of it is their ego.
Yeah, that ego stuff, man. The way they portray it in the show definitely has me addicted.
It has this cool effects where everyone has their own special color for what their ego looks like.
Yes.
And even like different light effects and stuff.
Yes. And as they develop as players, the color of the ego changes.
Yeah. So it's a feast for the eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So now we're going to get into some of the characters. One thing about this show, though, is there is a crap ton of characters.
You can say that again.
Yeah, there is a crap ton of characters. I will say it again, because there is a lot of characters. But we're going to boil it down to a main couple characters and maybe a bonus character at the end. We'll talk about it. First of all, we got our protagonist, Yoichi Isagi. Isagi is a second-year high school student who played as a forward for Ichihan High School football team. When he arrived at Blue Lock facility, he became the member of Team Z for the first selection. His main goal is to become the world's best striker. Isagi is massively unsure of himself and is skilled due to being the second lowest ranked player in Blue Lock initially, and his conflicting ideas on football.
Yeah, there are a lot of conflicting ideas. In the very first episode, instead of being the egoist that I think he's going to become, he passes the ball in the final minutes.
And it eats him alive.
Yeah.
And this is not a spoiler. This is literally the first thing that happened to the show.
Yes, this is definitely not a spoiler. If you are offended and think that that's a spoiler, you can go to the Shadow Realm.
Again, sending another person to the Shadow Realm.
Everybody who gets offended by the show can go to the Shadow Realm.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's the best way, that is the most polite way of saying ..
It's also censored.
Yeah.
So we can still air it in America.
Yes. Yes, we can. On that note, I want to move towards our second character, Meguro Bachira. Bachira is a whimsical forward who plays following his instincts. He was a mentor of Team Z during the first selection. His main goal was to find soccer rivals who also have a monster inside of them. Bachira has a rather eccentric demeanor and personality. He is usually very energetic, cheerful, and enthusiastic during matches, rarely losing his cool and will to play.
Yeah, he's like the most weird character in the beginning.
Yeah, but honestly, from the second that he came into the picture, he was probably one of my favorite.
He is probably one of my favorite, more likable characters, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because honestly, he just doesn't care about how anybody else thinks about him.
And see, but the thing is, he's good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, he has the ability to back up the fact that he don't give a damn what you think.
And then as far as ego goes, he doesn't have that dog in him. He's got a monster.
Yeah, which is kind of creepy how it's portrayed. It comes out of nowhere when he's playing.
And he doesn't get creeped out by it. He's just like, oh, there's the monster.
Yeah, my imaginary friend, the monster. What?
That's not creepy at all.
No, not at all.
And then we have the mastermind putting the whole thing together, Jinpachi Ego. Ooh. He is the director/manager of Blue Lock Project. Ego, at first glance, is an ambitious and overly confident man. Beneath that ambition, however, is something even more sinister, as put in the emphasis of his name, Ego. He never wastes an opportunity to tell his players the cold truth about themselves and their reality, either seeping them further into despair or inspiring them with cold-hearted truths.
Yeah, the manipulation tactics that he deploys in the show are amazing. When he explains them afterwards, I get so excited.
Yeah, whenever Ego shows up on the screen to tell him what's up, it's kind of... It demands focus.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely pulls your focus. It's like the weirdest mentorship with the best... He's like an anti-villain to me, if I'm being honest.
Kinda, yeah.
Because he does not care about these kids' feelings at all. There's no emotional attachment except for the fact that he wants them to get better.
Yeah, he doesn't care about how the means. He just wants to create, in his eyes, the greatest soccer player.
Yeah.
And he has no problem hurting your feelings to get there.
Exactly, and he truly believes in his vision. Honestly, like, I cannot wait for the movie to come out.
Oh, the Nagi adaptation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Nagi is another character. We won't get into him here, but if you watch the show, you'll definitely know about Nagi.
Oh, man. Nagi.
It sounds weird every time we say it.
Yeah. Nagi. Okay, now that we've talked about Ego, I really want to get into our bonus character, Shoei the King Bottle. Bottle is a very selfish and arrogant type of forward, whose main goal is to be the star of the field at all times. While he strives to become the world's best striker, Bottle has an imperious personality, seeing himself above others, maintaining an arrogant and selfish attitude. Initially, Bottle perceived all others on the field as supporting roles, moving for the sake of his own goals, with himself being the main actor on the stage. This is definitely one of those characters that I can get behind because I love his approach. And the way that he acts makes everyone better because I think he's the closest to what an egoist is.
All about himself.
Exactly. Not worried about anybody else except for the fact that they can help him get to where he needs to be. It's very exciting to see a character like him.
He plays the role of that egotist very well.
Yeah, the name fits him. The king. He's the king of the field. What can I say? He's better than everybody else that he's going up against.
Yeah, for the most part, especially in the beginning, he is the top dog.
His skills are developed a grade above everybody else's at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he's already... It's skill-wise, he's already there.
Yeah.
Everything else, that's where he falls short.
Yeah, his vision is particularly impaired with how big his ego is.
Yeah.
I think there comes a point where working with your team, you have to mold that into how good of a player you are. Because if you're not good enough to utilize your team, there's no way you're going to be able to beat everybody on your own.
Right. You can have all the skill in the world, but soccer, even though they're trained to be egotistic, it's still a team sport.
Yeah. I think on any team sport, the star makes the other players better. They have to be able to work with each other in a symphony.
Right. That's why you just bring it back to real world. We know, like, the Ronaldos, we know the Messis, but... Could you name any other guy on that team?
Definitely not. I definitely couldn't.
But you know it's a grade A team because that person's on there and they could work around that team. Usually.
Yeah, usually. I mean, I understand that some stars, you know, they get too big. Some stars are misunderstood. But at the end of the day, it's all about the obsession.
All right, now that we're done with the characters, we got to give the anime a rating. The aliens, they make me rate it.
Awesome.
They don't tell me how, so I do it like One Punch Man.
I love making people mad.
So I give it a letter, like in One Punch Man, and then a number.
Okay.
To compare it to other animes.
Sounds like a plan.
So I'm going to give this anime a B2.
Nani?
What, you didn't like that?
A B2?
A B.
Scaled to what?
Other animes.
That's crazy.
Let me give you a reason. So, this anime was actually a really good watch. The character development was good, and the variety of different football-based challenges kept the show feeling fresh. It wasn't always just a game 4v4 by v5. There was different things to keep the challenges fresh.
Yes.
There is also a plethora of characters that all, for the most part, are varied in personality and skills. I'm talking about, like, the first 10 minutes of show, you're introduced to like 10 characters.
Right, but a lot of them you understand right off the bat are sides.
Yeah, a lot of them are sides, but they do have enough personality that they stick out, and they all have different skills. There's no one there who's copy paste. With the different characters and the different challenges, you find yourself rooting for characters that in an episode before you were against. But there are some negatives. Let me give you my negatives. One.
Boo.
I feel Asagi talks to himself way too much.
You know what?
I get the concept of the mental thought, but I feel like we're stopping the action too much to listen to his internal monologue.
But that's the entire point of it. It's to show that his thought process is changing throughout each game.
But it's not always changing. I feel like he's repeating himself a lot. Number two, they slow down the plays the characters make to the point that they're literally just a single frame, which I get for the point of understanding what they're doing, but I would really like to see some of the crazy stuff they did in live action and then slow down, you know? So you can see it. Sometimes the value of what they did is lost when it's all slowed. And then my last note, and I know you're going to get mad. No one the age of 17 is built like some of these characters.
You're not wrong, except that you are.
Oh, sure.
There are people, I'm going to pull up some old photos of myself, that look like that in high school.
False. In all, if you like sports shows, definitely watch this. If you're like me, you kind of not into them, I would still put this on your watch list. If you had something better to watch, maybe watch that. But it is still a decently good anime. Matt, what would you give this?
Now, completely unbiased.
Uh-huh.
I would have to put it in A14.
14?
Yeah. It's not that high up because it's the first season. I think there's so much room to grow. I think the time they spent developing the characters that we were introduced to and getting, well, you know what? Let me stop my train of thought there before I ruin things for the spoiler-free people. I think that the character development is insane. I believe that the friendships that are made are valuable. I think people being pitted against each other, trying to climb the ranks on the backs of the people that you're playing right next to, I think all of those concepts take this anime from B to A. But that's my personal opinion. Let's not dive too deep into it.
No, I agree with you. I feel like there's parts where, again, like, those characters that you are, because Usagi is our protagonist, we're following him. If he loses, the game's over. We have characters that are supporting Usagi on one side that you're really rooting for, then suddenly, in an episode or two later, they are now on the other side of Usagi.
Yeah, which I really thought was a dope concept. I'm telling you, there's a lot of amazing concepts that were put into this anime. And I understand that you don't want to watch filler. I understand that you don't want to hear him talking to himself. But I think give it time. I think those things will be shorter. I think they'll be few and far between. And I think that they'll probably speed up, or at least I hope they will. They'll speed up the time that it takes for the game to be analyzed. But even if they don't, I really enjoy it the way that it is.
No, it's like I said, it's solid. I will definitely be watching season two.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Whenever it comes out. If it's like one of those animes that take months.
I really hope not, because it's going to kill me and I'm going to end up reading the manga.
Yeah, right? At least it's not like MAPPA.
Yeah.
So. Alright, well, it's time to go. I don't know how you're getting off the satellite.
There was a mention of me getting taken back to Earth.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get Men in Blacked and not remember that you're here. Sorry, bud.
And then you're just gonna keep going to the gym with this clone?
Yeah, we're gonna get really buff.
Well, in case either someone is listening to this, or if you somehow subconsciously remember, my Instagram is at RECMatrix. Follow me, or try to remember that, hopefully in the back of your head, RECMatrix.
Got it, got it, got it.
Yeah. And hopefully, if anything, just say it, and hopefully people will recognize that I'm not there. All my gym content, my raccoon content, my anime content.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing in any of the videos that I've taken. Yeah, you're there with me, 100%.
Well, if you can't get a hold of someone to help me, maybe you can tell the people at the Horrible People's Podcast Network, all my friends over there on Instagram, hit one of them up. Maybe they can help me out. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
In case people need to find you to find me, how do people find you, Matt?
You can find me on IG at BarXVentura. I just want to say thank you to everyone across the universe.
Yeah.
I will definitely be seeing you again, maybe.
I have a feeling you're probably going to get abducted more.
Awesome. Hopefully I'm farther down my list of very sad anime moments.
What's the next one you're going to watch?
I'm probably going to watch what happens in Naruto Shippuden, not Naruto. We all know him, we all love him, and we all miss him. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, now I got to turn this down.
Music for this episode was Chaos Ga Kimimaru by Unison Square Garden, Judgment by Ash the Hero, and Numbness Like a Ginger by Unison Square Garden.